Well, we're talking on the Book of Books today. Who knows a little about the book, the Bible? Who knows about the Bible? Who's read the Bible? Who's read it cover to cover? Who knows how many books are in? This is not the Bible. This is the Bible. That's just talking about the Bible. Who knows how many books? Who knows how many books are in the Bible? 66. Who knows how many is in the Old Testament? 39. Who knows how many is in the New Testament? 27, did you say? That is correct. Yes. How are you going online? Do you know the books of the Bible? Do you know what order they are in? Who could recite? I'm not going to ask you to do it or come up the front and give you the microphone. I'm just asking you who can recite the books of the Bible in order. Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah. One hand, I've got, two. Yeah, there are a few, three. It's like you're reluctant, you're four. Yeah, come on. The whole Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. No, I think I got it wrong just right then. That's okay, I'm not going to keep going the whole way. This is a good exercise to do because when we... I don't know if you bring your Bibles to church anymore. I barely do, right? Some do, yeah, when we say turn to a chapter, you're like, where even is that? We had a bit of a challenge for our kids one time. We were on a road trip, and it was to memorize the books of the Bible in order. And, of course, we had to give a monetary reward as an incentive for them to do it. And I think it was $5 back in the day to do maybe just the Old Testament, maybe another $5 for new. Would that be right? I don't know. I feel like later years they might have said there was a bit of cheating going on. Would that be right? My kids, little nods. You say Jackson, I think it's all of them. But if you're new to church, it's okay. If you have no idea what we're talking about, that's all right. We're going to unpack a bit more about the Word of God and how amazing it is. Some books of the Bible are a hard slog to read. Oh, my gosh. Do you know Leviticus? Oh, Lord, help me. So Numbers? Some of those Old Testament ones, that's okay. There's some really good stuff. And even out of that, God can speak to us. So we're talking on the Book of Books today. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's His voice. It's the breath of God to us. And it speaks to us. It encourages us. It brings us life. It's amazing. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, it says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true. And to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. That is helpful. When there's so much definition of truth out there, right? It's just like, where do we turn to the truth, the Word of God? It's helpful, useful to teach us. Teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people. That's us, to do every good work. The Bible is the best-selling book in the whole world. It's sold over 5 billion copies. How many people are in the world? Like 7 or 8 billion? It's like, does that mean most people have, I don't know, how many Bibles do you actually have, right? I think some of us have like 5+ Bibles in it, and so that's where the sales come from. It's not necessarily that it's getting out as much as it should. What I love about, today we're going to be talking about living daily in the Scriptures. So this is out of chapter 9 out of this book, the Bible Book of Books. As we said, there's 8 copies left. You can get it. You can get it online. And it really unpacks just how amazing the Bible is. And we're just touching on it because we know how important it is to read the Word of God every day. Our goal is to actually get all of our church reading the Word of God every day. There's not a secret about that. We're not trying to subtly weave that through our messages. This is the goal, that we're trying to stir up the love for the Word of God and seeing that, oh, it's so good. I love the Word of God. It brings me revelation. It brings me encouragement. It gives me wisdom and direction. It gives peace into my heart. It helps me live a pure life. I love the truth and knowing that this is how Jesus walked in the Gospels. I love the Gospels. It's like the model of a Christian life. I read that and I say, that is how He wants us to live. It comforts me. It reassures me. The Psalms are amazing when you're in that place where you're crying out to God, and it just encourages, reassures you. I love the hope that it gives me. I love the voice of God. He's like speaking to me alone. when I read the Word of God, it's like, God, He's just speaking to me. He knows what I need to hear on any given day. Every day, I thank God for the Bible. I thank Him that He's given it to us, that it's the Word of God, that it's true, that I can access the truth and the promises of God. I'm so thankful that He gave us the Bible. We feed on the Bible. The Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. This is what we feed on in the spiritual sense. And I eat it every day. Sometimes I eat it more than once a day because I'm really hungry that day, or I'm just feeling quite bereft. And sometimes I need that encouragement that the Word gives me, and I'll go back to it. So it's the first thing that I do every day. My husband brings me a coffee, which is also amazing and sustains me, the coffee. And the Word of God, it sustains me. I need it. It's everything we need for this day. I love this scripture describing the Word of God in Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts, a little scary, and desires. That's not if it sits on the shelf and doesn't get read, right? A sword is no use sitting on the shelf or on the wall as it is mounted in John's office. There's a sword. I don't know if you've been in there. It's not ever taken off the wall, just so you know. So five ways today that we can live daily in the scriptures. Are you ready? Are you taking notes? Because you might want to refer back to this when you're like, how do I do this again? Because there's got to be some practical today of how we can live daily in the scriptures, in the Word of God. Romans 10 verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we hear the voice of God through His words, through the Bible. And faith comes from that. Faith to even believe there is a God. Faith to believe that God can speak to us, that He's going to look after us, that He wants the best for us. So first of all, how do we even do it? Well, number one is read the scriptures. How do we live daily in the Word of God? We read the scriptures. You have to read it, all right? This is the baseline one. You can't really do the rest of them unless you do the first one. Read the scriptures. And how do you do that? How I started reading the Bible as a young girl, maybe teenager, was I would read a proverb a day. Has anyone else done this? This is awesome because it's kind of like there's so much Bible. I don't know where to start. I might not be super consistent in reading it every day. So, you know, you sort of pick it up and go, what do I do? Where do I start? So what's the date today? November the 24th, right? So you'd go to Proverbs 24 and read that chapter. And there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. So there's a chapter for every day of the month. And that was just a go-to for me. And it sort of just got me into reading the Word of God. It wasn't too heavy. It was just a good entry level starting to read the scriptures, okay? You can read the Bible in 1 year. This is awesome in terms of the whole thing. Rather than starting from the beginning and reading through, there's different books that you can buy of the Bible in 1 year. It just sort of breaks it down into a chapter or two of the Old Testament, of the New Testament, and a psalm and a proverb. And you can get that online, which is great. The YouVersion has a great app, and that sort of keeps you on track with that, and also counts how many days in a row that you've read the Bible. Who finds that a bit of an incentive? Just me? No. Okay. There's a few there. Let me just have a look at my YouVersion Bible and see what we're up to. 473. I know. Now I'm bragging. And I know there's other people out there that have read more than that in a row. But that's kind of like, I can't miss today. Like I'm on a streak now, right? So it's motivating. I'm motivated by other things also, not just my how many I've done in a thing. Okay, you can also listen to the Word of God, even through that app. You can listen. It's got an audio version. That just kind of helps you focus on that. One of my goals for 2024 was to memorize a scripture a week, and so to just get the Bible into me. So reading it, but memorizing it. And so every day on my habits, I've got to check off that I'm memorizing a scripture so that it's like the Bible is getting into me. So I'm reading it, but it's getting into me. So we're doing well with that. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the Word of God as you read it. Ask Him to quicken a scripture to you. We were visiting my mum yesterday. She's 91 years of age and she became a Christian in her 30s. And she gave her heart to Jesus. And the very next day, the person who brought her to church said, okay, now you need to read your Bible every day. And as you read it, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to bring alive a scripture to you. So she's started doing it and she's never not done it. That's just how her Christian walk has looked like. It was just, this is what you need to do, just go ahead and do it. And she's just a faithful Christian, maybe even watching online. Hi, Mum, today. The Christian heritage that I have is due to my mum as a believer and then inviting my dad to church. And that, what a heritage. I'm so grateful. It's a great discipline that we have, reading the Word of God every day. Whether you feel like it or not, it's just something that you commit to doing, be disciplined in it, and you find the life comes for it. So that's number one, read the Scriptures. Number two, meditate on the Scriptures. Meditate. What does that even mean? Psalm 1 verse 2, it says, His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law, He meditates day and night. Meditating is like muttering. It's over and over. It's focusing on the mind and the heart on a particular scripture for a long time. And just asking God to unpack it for you. The Bible actually, as Gordon points out in this book of books, never says memorize the scriptures. Here I am. It's my goal for the year. Memorize a scripture every day, every week for the year. It never actually says memorize, but that's okay because it is getting into me. I know that it's beneficial. But it does say meditate over and over. It says meditate on the Word of God. Meditating is just unpacking. Okay, there's a great scripture. Many of you will know it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As you meditate on that, for me, I just put more emphasis on each individual word. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things. And as you just go and meditate on it, it brings it alive to you. It's like through Christ. And then He strengthens. It just comes alive to you. You meditate on the Word of God. It brings it alive to you. And you find it's feeding you. That's the daily bread of meditating on the Scriptures. So I feel like next year, maybe I could make a goal on all of those Scriptures that I've memorized this year. I will meditate on them next year every day. And maybe your goal could be to read the Bible every day. Hey, I know we're getting in early for 2025 goals, but hey, start thinking about it now. Maybe just go, okay, we're wanting to read the Word of God. We're wanting to have that as a discipline. We can start really strong and go, you know, for a week or two or month, and then things get busy and life changes and you sort of lose it. But okay, make that a goal for 2025. I'm going to read the Bible every day. Or maybe you're going to read the Bible in the year. You're going to read the whole thing next year in 2025. Make that a goal for you. So number two is meditate on the Scriptures. Number three is confess the Scriptures. Confess it means talk about it, say it out loud, declare it, speak it. I love this scripture of Jesus in Mark 11, verse 22. And again, I'll bring an emphasis on some of these words. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So the emphasis there is on saying it. Saying it. It's not just thinking it and hoping for the best. It's saying it. It's saying what you believe. It's saying the Word of God. It's confessing it with your mouth. There is power in the tongue. Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. See, my daily quiet time is filled with scripture as I pray, I'm speaking the scripture. That's confessing it. That's saying it. It says, the Bible says, enter his gates, his presence, with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter his courts with praise. So as I'm coming into my quiet time, into my prayer time, I'm entering his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Even as I'm saying that, I'm declaring that scripture. I'm entering your gates with thanksgiving. I'm entering your courts with praise. And I've got so many praise scriptures. I praise him because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I praise him for his great love and wonderful deeds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I'm speaking the scriptures. I'm saying it. As I'm asking God for things, I'm confessing the word of God. All things work together for good for those who love God and according to his purpose. So that's the benefit of memorizing scripture, because it comes out then in your prayer or in your speech, in talking about it. Me and John, when we were dating, and he would ask me questions because he likes to go deep. Who knows how Pastor John and the questions that he asks, it's sort of like, get in there. And he would ask me, what's God saying to you at the moment? And I'd just be like, excuse me? Wow, here I am, probably not as mature a Christian as what he was. And number one, I wasn't necessarily reading my Bible every day, so that was a bit awkward. I didn't want to tell him that. And number two, I thought my God time, my quiet time with God is private to me. It's personal. I'm going to talk about it with you. And I was quite horrified. But he just wanted to ask me and have me talk about it and confess it and speak, you know, what God's saying to me and speaking to me. So I feel like I have progressed, and we can easily talk about it now. It's great to talk about it with your friends, in your small groups. What's God saying to you at the moment? And I read this. What do you think that means? That verse in the Bible, it's awesome to unpack it together. So it's one thing to read it. It's another to meditate on it. And it's the next thing to confess it, to say it, to speak it in your conversations, in your prayer time with God. How are we going this morning? Is this helping anyone this morning? Okay, number four is study the scriptures. This is next level. If we're living daily in the scriptures, we're studying the scriptures. I'm going to bring out the King James Version this morning, which is one of the originals, 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you love it? Study. Who loves Bible studies? Ah, who loves going deeper in the word? Who's hungry for it? It's like, unpack this for me. Come on. Gordon talks a lot about our Bible studies in here. You can study key themes of the books of the Bible. You can talk about study character studies of the different people in the Bible. You can study doctrine, faith, or salvation, or what is the Bible's stance on money. You can do word studies on life or love or truth. I love the names of God. And just diving deeper in, what are the names of God? What do they mean? What access do we have to the different natures of God? There is a great app also called Bible Hub, and it comes with the different translations. That was a King James Version. There's a lot of different ones that are easier to understand. And you can also see commentaries on there and study Bibles that brings alive different scriptures to you if you put in an individual verse. The Holy Spirit brings it to life. And this is studying the Bible with the Holy Spirit as our helper. And he brings it to life for us. Psalm 119 verse 27, it says, help me understand. Because you can't without the Holy Spirit. It's quite difficult to just read it. It's not going to make sense. But that is our prayer. Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. Oh, the scriptures are packed full of amazing things, I'm telling you. Bible College is resuming at C3 Powerhouse in 2025, guys. So if you're eager to study the Word of God and go deeper, we'll let you know when that's starting and how that looks in 2025. So that's number four, study the scriptures. And I might invite the worship team to come up with me now. Number five is practice the scriptures. Practice the scriptures. What does that mean? It means applying the scriptures into our life. It means living it. Okay, it's one thing to read it, It's another thing to meditate on it or to confess it or to study. It's another to live it. There are so many commandments of the Lord. There's so many promises of the Lord. Even in this book, and Gordon says this, there's over 8,000 promises for us as individuals in the Word of God. Does that happen just because we read it? Do we get all those promises? Well, if you've lived a Christian life for more than a little while, you'll know that those promises aren't just going to happen for you. You have to apply the Word of God in your life. You have to go after it. You have to study it, understand it, ask Him to bring it to life, but put it into practice. Those things that He says, most of the promises that He gives, there's usually something that He's asking you to do in there. So you can't just get all the promises without modifying your life or allowing Him to transform you. In every situation, and this is what I found in my life, in every situation that I've found myself, there's always a scripture. There's always a verse that can encourage me, that can get me on the right track, that can comfort me, that can give me wisdom or direction. Whatever situation you're facing, the answer is in the Word of God. Oh, read the Bible. Read the Bible. I can't stress it enough. It's relevant for everything and everyone. Psalm 119, and this is, Psalm 119 is amazing. Verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We all need our paths lit up. What's our next step? What direction do you want me to go in? Lord, I don't know. I'm at a crossroads. Where do I go? Thy word is a, this is the King James Version again. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It lights up the path before me. It gives us direction. What do we love about Psalm? What's significant about Psalm 119? Tell me out loud. It's long. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure you want to commit to your answer because it's like, what if it's not exactly right? It has 176 verses in Psalm 119. It's chockers full of just all about the Word of God, all about the commandments of God, all about the way to live. And it just, there's so much gold in Psalm 119. The Bible can challenge us. And can challenge us to live a life set apart for God, live a pure life. Psalm 119, again, verse 9, it says, "How can a young person stay pure?" Not just a young person, any person. "By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your words in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is our desire as we grow close to God. We don't want to sin against God. We don't want to do the wrong thing. We want to walk closely with Him. And this is what the Word of God, by obeying the Word of God, not just reading the Word of God, applying the Word of God into our lives, obeying it. This is application. Those promises don't just happen. Back to Joshua 1 verse 8, and I read this scripture before, when it says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditating on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written on it." That's practicing the scriptures. That's applying it into our life, that we might be careful to do everything written in it. How do you know what we're supposed to do unless you read it and you apply it into your life? Then there's the promise. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. So that's not a standalone little scripture there. That's all connected to having it on our lips, meditating on it, and doing what it says. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. How good is the Word of God? Even as I pray and all of the things that I'm praying for, or praying for my family, praying for our marriage, praying for healing, praying for provision, they're all attached to scriptures. So for my marriage, the three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's a core scripture. For our kids, all our children will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their welfare. That's a promise of God. For provision, my God shall supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. Healing, by His stripes we were healed. Everything that there is a need in our lives, there's a scripture of God that we can stand on. And this is where the power of the Word of God comes to pass. There's power in the Word. It's not just, oh, these are good words. These are encouraging. These are great. There's power in the Word of God. I said it before, for the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. As you take the Word of God and you speak it out and you confess it and you're applying it, you're living it, there is power in the Word of God. Oh, it's amazing. I'm encouraging you to get out the Word of God, whether it's in a physical copy or whether it's on an app on your phone. Read the Word of God. It can bring so much into your life in every season, in every day. It is our food. So there's the summary of living in the Scriptures, living daily in the Scriptures. We're reading it. We're confessing it. We're meditating on it. We're studying it. We're practicing it. We're applying it into our lives. So go ahead and grab that book outside after the service today. But why don't we just close our eyes right now? Because just there's a lot of information out there this morning. And I just want to take a moment to sort of land it for you individually. What's God saying to you? We talked on some practical suggestions and how we can read the Word. But right now, just allow God to speak to you. And just reflect on each one. What's strong in your life? What's a good habit? Maybe it is reading the Scriptures. Maybe it is confessing them regularly. Or meditating on the Word of God and having them unpack it for you. You love studying the Word of God, or you're living it. You know that you're living, you're applying it into your life. Just reflect and go, okay, ask yourself this question. What's my highest one today? What would I rate the highest out of those five ones? How am I looking personally? Just take a moment to think that through. Now just allow yourself to be challenged by the Holy Spirit. What's He challenging you on today? Is it reading the Word of God daily? Is this a habit that you need to be disciplined in your life with? Is there some accountability that you need to have, whether with a person or yourself, that you can commit to and stick to? Or maybe you're doing that and You think, oh, I'm being challenged about meditating on the Word of God. I'm reading it, but I'm not necessarily taking it in. I'm not necessarily understanding it. Is it meditating that God's challenging you about, to just spend a little more time in the Word and not just read it and tick it off and say, I've done it for the day, but I'm meditating on that? Just let the Holy Spirit challenge you about that today. Or is it confessing it? And saying it out and including it in your prayers and talking about it with other people, confessing the Scriptures, the Word of God. If He's challenging you about that today, just allow Him to speak to you. Thank you, Jesus. If it's studying the Word, oh, you want to go deeper. You're being challenged. God's stirring that in you. Maybe it's doing Bible college next year. Maybe it's doing your own word studies, just digging deeper. Or maybe it's the practicing it, applying it, living it. Maybe it's taking a lot of those things that you maybe even know that He's spoken to you about, but you're not applying it, living it. Just today, have a yes in your heart. Have a yes in your spirit. Just partner with God and say, I can hear that little small voice. I want to do what you are asking me to do. And I want to pray over us today as we come to a close of this message. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you that it's the breathed Word of God. It is your voice that you're speaking to us. I thank you that through all of those authors that you've given us, these incredible books that bring alive who God is, who you are. Oh, Lord, you encourage us. You speak to us. You give us wisdom and direction. We thank you for the Gospels and the life of Jesus that inspire us to live a godly Christian life. Lord, today I'm asking for every single person here that you would open our eyes to see all the truths, all the revelation, all the downloads that you want to bring alive to us. that you would open every ear to hear your voice as you speak through the Word of God. Lord, you will release your Spirit upon us. Give us a hunger for the Word. Help us, Jesus, to listen to it, apply it in our lives, and it come to life over every person. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Awesome, guys. Well, that is the book of books, the Bible unpacked today, living daily in the Scriptures. It's an amazing thing, and I would encourage you to not just hear it, but do it also. This is another scripture in the Word. Faith comes not just by hearing, but by doing. So take it and apply it into your life. I know that it will bring a blessing into your life. God bless you, church. I'm going to hand back to Teresa.